Everyone loves a lush green indoor plant. They're so trendy right now.
They are. They sit on your desk at work. They might be at home next to the couch. I've got two either side of the television. Maybe they're in the corner of the bathroom hanging above the shower.
So you're doing the indoor plant thing. I'm a little bit scared by it. I've done it without a lot of success. And so what I need is a hand keeping them alive.
A house is not a home without a bit of greenery, Jan.
Well, to help us all out, Olivia Bramble is here. She's a local nursery owner. Morning, Olivia.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Is it tricky to keep indoor plants alive? Plants are not meant to be indoors, right?
Well, we certainly hear that from a lot of people, that they struggle to keep them alive. But, you know, there's certainly many varieties that aren't so difficult and many tips that I can provide today that should hopefully simplify the process.
Right. Two parts there. Let's start with what varieties are good indoors.
Okay. Well, what varieties are good is all going to come down to what is suitable for the individual's home, how much natural light is hitting a particular room. And that's a really important question for them to consider before they come in and select their indoor plant. But, you know, certainly some of the most popular ones and some of the foolproof option ones are anything that's part of the ficus family, some of those being, you know, some of the it plants like the fiddleleaf fig and the rubber plant ficus.
Both so it right now.
It is. Very 1970s. You know, that is what's trending in houseplants. But being part of the ficus family makes them really quite hardy.
Do they need much natural light, Olivia?
Well, they do. And I guess this is the important thing to consider for indoor plants. They do want natural light. So a lot of them don't need the direct sunlight hitting them, but the room certainly can't be a really dark, gloomy room.
Is that what's...
They're just not going to be happy.
Is that what's meant by filtered light?
Yeah, filtered light is perfect. And perfect condition for a lot of indoor plants. One of the problems that we see in something like the ficus family is people are worried that they're not loving them enough, and so they kill them with kindness.
I think I've done this before.
And how do you do that? Are we talking too much water?
Just too much water.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Because things start to go downhill and you go, oh, what do you need? I'll give you more water. I'll put you out in the sunshine. I'll do all these things. But it's not really what that plant needs.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So what generally happens is an indoor plant can become accustomed to that particular environment. So let's say it's a fiddleleaf fig. It becomes accustomed to the filtered light position that you have it in. If you then go and put it out in the full sunshine for a day thinking it needs more light, then chances are you may burn the leaves, etc. So just about letting them adjust to that environment and watering them moderately.
Right. So have you covered off on the tips then? Obviously not too much water. Don't change its environment too much. What else can we do to keep them alive?
Yeah, sure. So depending on the time of year, certainly now as we're going into the cooler months, my rule of thumb is don't water more than once a week is usually all things need.
Wow.
If we have a beautiful rainy day, then it's a great idea just to pop them outside and it'll freshen them up, rinse the dust off, and then they'll be happy for another week or two inside.
Okay.
Yeah. Another great tip is to consider that they are a living thing, so they do need feeding. You know, nothing too strong for indoor plants. Generally, the best option is either a nice liquid feed just to keep the green and lushness of the leaves coming through, or otherwise a slow-release fertilizer, and that'll generally give it enough food for probably 4 to 5 months.
If you have very, very little natural light, and I'm speaking from experience here, I've got an apartment with a couple of doors, but then it goes right back towards no light at all, and it's long and skinny. That natural light is all in one place. Are there plants that you can suggest that are good, that don't need as much natural or filtered light?
Well, there certainly are options. So one of those being the Sansevieria, which is known as the mother-in-law's tongue. It's a big, long, spiky...
I know the one.
Again, very 1970s. Well, the beauty of this plant is it does not need much natural light at all. And it's actually the number one house plant for removing toxins from your airspace.
Oh.
So it's a really good option if you just don't have any of that that filtered light hitting your room. And then, you know, there are certainly some more tolerant ones, such as your devil's ivy, which is a beautiful trailing plant. That's another great one to try in those low light areas.